Hi, you're record? Okay.
So we left off in the previous year. We're trying to put some of the final touches on this part of the sugya of Erech and Bisurim. Not the entire sugya of Erech and Bisurim, but this was a small part of Erech and Bisurim. And one very significant potential nafkamina l'halacha is who exactly is included in that phrase, aid, echad of bisurim. So whenever we see the word aid in halacha, so our initial reaction is, anashim v'lo nashim. I think Gemara tells us about the imamim and the nefashos, the women are excluded from the aid. It doesn't mean that the women are not trustworthy. We gave the mashal the other day. Moshe v'Aaron also are not accepted to be aidim. So just because somebody came in aid doesn't mean that we question their truthfulness. But lemaisa, it is that in that Hilchos Eid, generally speaking, women are excluded. So the question is, does that carry over to Echad and Bisurin? So according to Shita Tosfos, that would be almost absurd to say such a thing, because according to Tosfos, the entire source of Echad and Bisurin is actually derived from women. The Sofra lo li'atzma, so that would be contradictory to say Erech HaBisurin is the source, learned that from Nida, but women are excluded. So according to Tosfos, that's ridiculous. But what about not according to Tosfos? Not everybody said that that was the source for Erech HaBisurin. We saw other potential sources or lack thereof sources floating around. So the question is still somewhat of an open question. So there was a Gemara in Maseches Ksubis, it was just in the Daf Yomi not long ago, where the Gemara was a little bit unclear. The Gemara spoke about a husband trusting his wife in the realm of, and the other Gemara was very, very clear that a trust his wife in the realm of Nida b'sof Allah. In the realm of Kashrus, it was a little bit less clear. There was a little bit of indication. The Rambam quoted some opinions that wanted to be medayik in the Lashon Gemara that maybe in the realm of Kashrus, women are not believed. And Ritva said, startling, where does that place us today? So tachlis, we better start eating some fast food every night. About wives are not going to be relieved to tell us the food is kosher. How are you talking? It can't be. It's just something that intuitively is impossible. But there is a Gemara in Maseches Psachim that has to be understood, because again, we clearly want to go down that direction that women are believed in an Echad HaBisurim. That seems to be the Ma'aseh B'Chol Yom, as the Rishonim say. But there is a very, very tricky Gemara in Maseches Psachim that seems to say otherwise. Let's take a look at the 11th of the Marmekamos. I know it's Erev Yom Kippur today, but this is more of an Erev Pesach, sugya. Although it seems that the davening Erev Yom Kippur Erev Pesach is very, very similar. They're the two shortest davenings of the year. So in the sugya of the 11th of the Marmekamos, the Gemara is the following comment. Hakol demanim abir chametz. And when it comes to Brisa, it says that everybody is believed to say that the chametz was removed. Bir chametz here really means bedikas chametz. Afilu nashim afilu avon afilu ketanim. Everybody, even those individuals who presumably are usually not believed, are believed to say that Bedikas Chometz and Bia Chometz was taken care of. The women, the Avadim Kenanim, and the children. So comes the Gemara and says, what would that mean? What would that case mean that a person is believed to say that Bedikas Chometz was done? So we take a look at the 12th of the Rambam Kamos. The Muchzik Lan de Lobadak means our starting point is the house wasn't checked. I've been living in the house for the last year. We've been eating in this house all year long. So that's what we call, as the Mishnah says, Mzachim, a Mokom Shemach Nisim by Chometz. So there is the requirement to do Bedikas Chometz on this area. So Kamri Hari Bat Kinei. And these individuals, again, we'll focus now on the women. My wife comes, a woman comes and says that Bedikas Chometz was taken care of. So that's what the Braisha means to say, that even though up until now, I knew there was an obligation of Bedikas Chometz, the woman is believed to say that that obligation was taken care of. Says the Gemara Ma'al Tema, I would have thought, lo limnu rabbonim, that we should not believe, that we should not trust that Bedikas Chometz was done properly. Kamash Malon, the Braisha, the Braisha comes to teach us that they are believed. But the Gemara elaborates a little bit upon what the Havamina was and what the Maskana was. So the starting point is that women should not have been believed. Why Kamash Balan? Why, in fact, are they believed? The Gemara gives a very, very startling reason. Kamash Balan came in the B'dikas Chometz Midirabbanan. Since the entire mitzvah of B'dikas Chometz is only Midirabbanan. So we're talking about a very, very low-level potential concern. And now the Gemara just digresses for a moment. Why is it that Batikas Chametz is the Rabbanan? After all, the Torah just say you're not allowed to own Chametz on Pesach. So isn't the Batikas Chametz that we're doing to get rid of the Chametz, isn't that a Deraisa? Isn't that mandated by the Torah? The Gemara says no. In the Torah, there's no need to do Batikas Chametz. Actually, this line, the Gemara, is probably the most loaded line in Lamdas. Those were the first Pekka Masechas Pesach we did a couple of years ago. So this is where the Magid Shir spent about 6 months at this line of the Gemara. It comes to Gemara and says, why is Bikas Chametz Midarabanan? For the following seemingly simple reason. The Midaraisa Bebita Ba'al Masagile Min HaTorah. You don't have to go around with a candle, with a flashlight under the bed, with your feathers, with your spoon. Come on, you don't have to do that Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah, there's a much easier way to get rid of all the concerns of owning chametz. Just simply do one word, bittel. Just be mevati chametz, kochamir and shine. I mean, at Torah, you're good to go. Of course, the Gemara doesn't tell us why you're good to go. How did that happen exactly? The Torah is yelling and screaming, ach be'amarisha tashbisus or batechem. Ba'al yirav ha'emotze. And the guy says, no problem. I'm asking Moshe Rabbeinu told me just to say Kochamira. I'll tell you a secret. According to most Rishonim, you don't even have to say Kochamira. You just think Kochamira. That's all you have to do. Min HaTorah. What happened to getting rid of your chametz? So the Gemara says again, Min HaTorah, bittul chametz works. It happens to be a major machlokes. This is again part of the Erev Pesach sugya, but a major machlokes Rashi and Tosfos just how to understand pshat and how that works. What are the mechanics of that? So Rashi says the reason why bittul chametz works is a gzeres hakosel. It's a special pasuk. The pasuk is, Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu tzor b'batechem. The Torah says that the Yom HaRishon, which the Torah Shabbat, Halacha Moshe Messini explains to me in Erev Pesach, on Erev Pesach, you have to be mashbis your chametz. So Rashi highlights, notice what the Torah does not say. The Torah does not say tva'arun. It doesn't say to burn your chametz. It doesn't say to throw into the river. It doesn't say anything. It says tashbisu. The taich, the translation of the word tashbisu, Rashi says, look at the Targum. Tashbisu means tevatlun, hashpasa b'leiv. So the Torah itself is teaching us that you don't really have to physically get rid of your chametz. All you have to do is just ignore your chametz. That's what tashbisu is. Make believe that it's ka'af for the earth, it's dust of the earth. You don't have to do anything any more than that. That's all exerts the cost of a chiddush of tashbisu. The closest on the spot jumps in Rashi and says, that's not what tashbisu means. Tashbisu means to get rid of your chametz. Maybe burning it, maybe throwing it to the lake, whatever different versions of what Tashbisu means. Tashbisu does not mean bittul chametz. So what is bittul chametz according to Tosfos? Bittul chametz is not a mitzvah. You get zero credit for any mitzvah bittul chametz. You know what bittul chametz is, says Tosfos? It's a circumvention. It's a way to sneak around the prohibition of owning chametz. Because when you mashpis your chametz, what are you doing in effect? You're basically the halachic equivalent of declaring that the chametz is hefker. When you declare that it's hefker, guess what? It's no longer yours. If it's no longer yours, then there's no violation of Ba'al Yirah. The Torah says, Lo Yirah L'cho Chametz. You're not allowed to have your Chametz, somebody else's Chametz, or ownerless Chametz. That's perfectly acceptable in the Torah. So the bottom line is, whatever the mechanics of Bittul are, they work with the Torah. There's no question about it that those words ring out loud and clear. Midaraisa b'Bittul b'Yamasagi, and midarabanan, you have to do with the Chametz. Why do you have to do with the Chametz with the Rabbanan? What was wrong with life was so easy? Days of Moshe Rabbeinu. You just become Erev Pesach, and your entire preparations for Pesach are as follows. Kol chamira v'chamira finish gemara to sit down to the Seder. So where did this getting on your hands and knees under beds and behind cabinets and moving refrigerators, where did all that come from? That was instituted in Midrash Rabbanan. That's the first mission of Seder Pesach that says that Chazal didn't think Bittul Chametz is such a great idea for one of the reasons. According to Rashi and the Ran, the reason why Bittul Chametz is not such a great idea is that Shem Elo Yivata B'Lev Shalem. A person may not mean it. I mean, you'll say, yeah, Kol Chametz, yeah, of course, Kol Chametz. That the pizza that's sitting in the freezer and the schnapps in the closet. And goes, okay, offer the hour. Yeah, okay, offer. It'll become like a Chatar Sedom of principles. I mean, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's part of our annual routine of things to do. But you're not going to really mean it. And therefore, if your bittul is not b'lev shalem, we're not so sure that it actually worked. And therefore, maybe we'll be in violation of owning chametz. Or Tosfos says a different reason, more practical reason, Tosfos says. You're going to be mevatel yicham. It's right. And then third day chalamad, you're going to find the bigger pretzels and eat it. You're going to forget that it's Pesach. So gezeir shema yavel yachlo. So for a variety of reasons, Chazal did not want to follow the absolute kula that gives us that bittul is good enough, and the instant of bedikas chametz. Fine. So we live in a world post bedikas chametz. So we're already bound by the Mishnah Maseches Tzachim. We follow what it says in the Chazal. We go ahead and perform the mitzvah called bedikas chametz. We make a bracha, shir kiddushan. It's a mitzvah drabon. It's like lighting the Erev Chanukah. It's like reading the Megillah. It's a regular mitzvah the Rabbanan called the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz. Now, I have a suffix whether the Bedikas Chometz was done or not. I come to my house, and I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know whether the Bedikas Chometz was done. My wife comes in, no problem. I took care of it. I did Bedikas Chometz. So the Gemara says you can believe her. You know why? Kaven the Bedikas Chometz the Rabbanan. Since Bedikas Chometz is only the Rabbanan, because with the rights of the Amasagla, him knew Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan. Chazal trusted the woman, they let you believe your wife to say that she did B'dikas Chometz, because after all, it's only a Derabbanan. So now there are flags down on the plate, flags down on this Gemara. Wait a second. It sounds in this Gemara that the only reason why we're being so lackadaisical, we're being so easy, so lenient, so makil, because bash, but it's only Derabbanan anyway. The implication is if it would have been a Deraisa, all bets would have been off. If B'dikas Chometz would have been a mitzvah in the Torah, then we, in fact, would not have trusted the women. That is a loaded implication. Because that sounds like in other areas of halacha, in shechita, and tevel, and regular kashrus, and an array of different halachas, if a woman tells you something, you don't say eidech nebisurin by women. That's the simple reading of the Gemara Maseches Pesachim. So Tosos and Pesachim on the 14th and Ramah Makomos gets very, very nervous about that implication. Tosos says on the 14th and Ramah Makomos, Afar Gav, the whole Dava should be under him. Says Tosos, wait a second. Does the Gemara really mean that? That's the conclusion we should draw? That Inochinami on a Deraisa, so women are not believed? Tosos goes back to the old story. We know that's not true. I feel with the right stuff. We trust our wives, in our Torah. We trust the women to say that shechita was done. The Alan Nikor, and to say that the Gidanosh and the Chaylev and everything was taken out. Those Gemaras and Ksubas that we spoke about earlier. That the Gemara sounds like your wife tells you she took off maestros, your wife tells you about Fishchala, these will all get man at one time in history, these were all their isos. So comes tells and says, how do we resolve this Gemara? Our Gemara Psachim of Dalit seems to say the only reason why we're so lenient, Lagabi B'dikas Chometz, don't have to check with B'dikas Chometz. B'dikas Chometz is only Midirabonin, implying that their isos, women are not believed. What do you mean their isos? It's a joke. How can it be? So comes Tosus with the following conclusion. Even though B'dikas Chometz, they could do the B'dikah. So we should really trust them, even if they're Isa. If B'dikas Chometz would have been their Isa, we wouldn't trust them. Why? We should be Ika Tircha Yeserasa, Tzach Dikdagodol. Tosus has created a new category of halacha. Tosus said, there are the easy solutions and the more difficult solutions. Says Tosus, B'dikas Chometz is a toughie. B'dikas Chometz is dikta gadol. B'dikas Chometz is the tircha yaseira. Clearly the imagery of Tosus, the Balei Tosus doing B'dikas Chometz was not putting out 10 pieces of bread, collecting them and calling it a day after 30 seconds. Clearly, the Balei Tosus were on the hands and knees, what the Gemara calls the charnus dochen, the cracks and crevices under the beds, and really, truly searching out chametz. So Tosa says, wait a second. When you have a mitzvah deraisa, you have a sugya deraisa, a dimin haTorah, that takes so much diktuk and so much work. So Tosa says, then we're very, very weary to believe women. And that's what the Gemara means to say, that if B'dikas Chometz would have been deraisa, notwithstanding the fact that we trust him for everything else, we trust our wives to be mafish chala, and we trust our wives to be mafish maise, and we trust our wives to make sure that they took out the gitta. Those are easy things. But the things that are much, much harder to do, tzarch dikta godol, ad kevel yosis, that if it would have been deraisa, we wouldn't have believed it. Now, at the end of the day, it's not deraisa. At the end of the day, bitul bi'alma is good enough in a Torah. At the end of the day, b'dikas chametz is derabon. At the end of the day, the women all believe to say they did b'dikas chametz. But, says Tosas, that's only because it's derabon. If it would have been deraisa, then the buck would have stopped here. Not because we don't believe women on regular derises. This is unique, a new category called Tirchi, Stay with the Google, etc.
The point is, Tosafos himself doesn't mention by him either.
Right. This Tosafos, if Tosafos wanted to really, really juice up the question, they should have referenced what they wrote in Maseches Gittin. Right. I guess, like the same way in Yeshiva, we learned Pesach before Gittin, so they hadn't yet written what they wrote in Maseches Gittin. So somehow, you know, we read this Tosafos, and you know, we read it kind of under our breath, and we kind of make a mental note not to share this Tosafos with our wives, and you know, we kind of move on. The women are not careful about Bdikas Chametz. What does that mean? It's very hard for us to swallow that idea. What exactly does that mean? So I thought that perhaps, I don't know what it is, what Tosafos meant, but perhaps what it means as follows: that there is a there's a Ramah. Inuchas Pesach, the Rama says that cleaning luchud and bedikah luchud, cleaning for Pesach is not bedikas chametz. Bedikas chametz is not cleaning for Pesach. Says the Rama that it is self evident that you cannot wake up on Erev Pesach or the boss of bedikas chametz and begin to search a house that's full from top to bottom with chametz all over the place. The Rama, you're going to start then. You finish by Shavuos. So obviously there has to be some prerequisite, a little bit of a preparation beforehand. So what we call kibbutz habayis, you have to get rid of the basic chametz. You have to start cleaning up a little bit. So how long, when do you start the cleaning? And you can check with the better hands whether it's not. But the din is at 30 yom kermachag. Before 30 days before Pesach, you don't have to worry about it. But I guess some women are mach, but the chag means other yom tov. So it means 30 days before Sukkot, you have to start worrying about Pesach. When those who get screamed at for bringing chametz into the basement in the middle of January, so I think you probably all experienced that in some shape or form. So the women are are in charge of the kibbutz habayis. And comes their mom and says, one could theoretically raise the question, I've been cleaning for the last month I've been cleaning. So comes early abbas, I know there's no chametz here. So the Rama says, no, the mitzvah is all about b'dikas chametz. You have to still do a ma'aseh b'dikas chametz on the night of the 14th. You have to do it in an authentic, not just walking around collecting bread. You have to do a b'dikas chametz on all b'dikas chametz. If you have a place, you have a top of the attic, you never went in the entire year, you don't have to check. But if a place that you go, your kids go, you have to do b'dikas chametz. Not to say the fact that you clean. Now, we all know that the odds of you finding any real chametz from b'dikas chametz is very, very unlikely. I mean, we have all probably found that one, crushed up Cheerio, behind something or other. It's probably there from three Pesachs ago. It's probably crushed up Pesach Cheerios. We know about that. But I'm talking about finding a real gezunta gushmak, a piece of chametz. It's highly unlikely. If the cleaning was done well, then the finding of real chametz is highly unlikely. Those who have been working for the last month on the cleaning are probably going to be a little bit more, I don't want to use the word lackadaisical, I don't want to use the word lazy, I don't want to use the word, lenient, but I think you understand what I mean. Those who have been working really, really hard and know exactly what a good job they've done, so they may take the comments a little lighter than others. Those who have been sitting in the base medrash for the last month and learning the sugyas, those who have been going out to work every day, and are walking in Bachamu, Erev Pesach, they're all nervous. All they start doing b'dikas chametz. So in terms of the hierarchy, who's going to do a better b'dikas chametz? Yeah, men will do a better b'dikas chametz than women. You know why? Because women have been doing b'dikas chametz or keeping us alive for the last month and then some. So maybe that's what Tyson is driving at. But the reason why it's a davish, it's tzarchtik to godol, and the women they served the time already. They did the time already. They did the dikta godol already. So perhaps that's what Tosafos is driving at. Maybe it's a limit.
It'll be only this dikta godol.
No, right. Correct. Right. All right. According to what I'm saying, that then this would not necessarily spill over to other kinds of dikta godols. Right. Right. So whichever pshat you like, probably keep either pshat away from your wife. Erev Kippur is not a good time to get into an argument. So bottom line is that our starting point and our concluding point is probably the same point. It means we sensed that women are trusted in Echad Bisurin, Maisa B'chol Yom. We have a Tosis in Git and Dabez for sure, the Mokhmas from Nida, and then there's not much nothing to discuss. And we had a few Gemaras, we had a Gemara Shubas that sounded a little bit not that way. The Rizvog lost over that a little bit. We have this Gemara Psachman sounds a little bit not that way. Tosis lost over it a little bit. Our knee-jerk reaction is probably the correct one, that Maisa B'chol Yom, women really are believed. But this Gemara Psachim is still not sitting so well with us. Still something eating, something bothering us about this Gemara Psachim. So there's a Ravid in the 15th of the Mamakamas, where the Ravid has a fascinating insight into this Gemara Psachim. It really throws a little bit of a twist into the entire sugya. If you take a look at the Ravid, the 15th of the Mamakamas, it's 5 lines at the bottom. Rabbi says, ultimately, why do people believe? The person tells you the food's kosher. Why is he ultimately believed? So this is the issue that Tosfos raised. Tosfos looked around for a pasuk and a drasha and a nida, etc. The rabbi says, no, I'll tell you why people are believed. The time of the milsa, Yakol chaveirim eitzel mitzvahs, became in shem asukimem achiyachashtu. The rabbi quotes a sugya called chaveirim. Chaveirim means chaveirim of today. It means chaveirim in the sense of a chaver, somebody who's very trustworthy in an area. But he has a phrase that chazok al chaver she'enu maniach yad adov she'enu mesukon. If you have a chaver, someone who we know, we've been watching him. He's a firm guy. He's been bafresh him some ice hospital. He's a farmer. He's trusted. He's been doing this for the last 50 years. And then all of a sudden, Nebuchadnezzar dies, and we find there's some fruit sitting on his dining room table. You can assume that he might took off maishers, right? What from fellow would leave around tray for food just sitting in the table? Someone may come by mistake to eat it. So there's this built-in chazaka, there's this unbelievable rove that from people do what they're supposed to be doing. So comes the rabbi and borrows that idea of chazaka on the farmers and says, chazaka on our wives, chazaka on ourselves. When a person is shamatar mitzvahs, and you see that they put a plate of food in front of you. I don't need a pasuk from Nida v'Sofrolash to compare it to explain why I'm allowed. I don't even say Shmaitz why I'm allowed to believe them. There's a rubid, the rubid, the rubid, the overwhelming odds are they're telling you the truth. That's how from people act. So the same way we rely on Rove in half a dozen other cases in Halacha, we rely on this sociological Rove that somebody is religious and they're telling you that they prepared the food, Kedas Chadin. So the odds are they're telling you it's true, that what they're telling you is true. It doesn't matter whether the person is a man or a woman. This is not an edus. This is it. I mean, we call it Eidach and Bisurim, but it's not an edus. Edus and Beis. You don't need to weigh them. Eidach and Bisurim says that Ravid is just a simple application of a logical majority, statistical reality that from people tend to be take religion seriously. That's pretty much what Eidach and Bisurim is based on. And therefore, the Ravid puts a little bit of a brakes on this. Ravid continues. It's 3 lines at the bottom. Comes the Ravid and says as follows. But many of them move, this makes sense. People take their religious obligations seriously. So my wife she's manning the farm. She's running the kitchen. So she's in charge. Her job is she's in charge to go buy the kosher food and make sure the ganosh is taken out and to make sure the mice is taken off, make sure the challahs are so fresh. That's her religious obligation. This is her responsibility. So of course, if I know that she's from, of course, 99.9999% of the time, she's going to be telling me the truth. However, that's not what's going on in Maseches Pesachim. Pesachim does not mean that this was the woman's job to do the bdikas chametz, and now she's coming and telling me this is what I did. If that's what's happening, that she's telling you, I took care of the bdikas chametz in our house because that was my responsibility, and I'm a firm person, and therefore, statistically, I'm telling you the truth, I wouldn't need the abundance for that. That would work even a bdikas chametz would be there, right? So what's talking about is, the woman's talking about a stranger's house. The woman says, oh, by the way, I noticed that across the street, our neighbor did B'dikas Chometz. She's telling somebody else, not that I did B'dikas Chometz. She's making a statement of quote-unquote Eidos. She's testifying about somebody else's religious level. That's a different story. That's not Eichel B'Sur. Eichel B'Sur means when it's Nogia for you, when this is what you're supposed to be doing, then the overwhelming odds are that you're not lying. When you're telling stories about other people, I mean, maybe you thought to, maybe not going to do that. You have to come into Parshat Eidos. Parshat Eidos is, wait a second, Anoshim v'Anoshim. So comes the rabbi and says, this Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, not because the women are any less lazy, any more lazy than the men of Dikas Chametz. That's not the issue. The point of demarcation where this Sugya Pesachim is different from Maisa B'chol Yom is because in Maisa B'chol Yom, the Chiyuv Mamutol Aleha. In Pesachim, she's talking about a stranger, about somebody else. So when all the dust settles, it seems to be everybody comes to the same conclusion, except for those that one opinion, the Ritva, which we didn't really understand early in the week, last week, because that one opinion, the Ritva, would come to the conclusion that you really can't trust your wife in the kitchen, which, again, contradicts everything we know to be true. So everybody ends up at the same place. Ma'isim b'chol yoyin. Question is, when do we get there? How do we get there? So either got there traditionally through the eyes of it's Exeris HaKosov, it's a Posuk, it's the Rai from Nida, this is the Mokra, the prototype, the model, and finish at Kan. Well, we say, no, maybe there is no model, there is no Posuk, there is no prototype. What's it based on? It's based on the Rai, it's Svar and Robes. If you go with the Rai, it's Svar and Robes, so then it's going to be a little bit tricky. You have to figure out, does this robe, does that svar really apply in each and every case, depending on whether it's the number that she's talking about, what she personally is doing, what she's testifying, quote unquote, about somebody else. And even on a tzad, that in the case of Pesachim, it falls short, and a woman would not be believed, for whatever reason it is, at the end of the day, since because comes to the Rabbanan, they're anyway believed. So the Gabi de Rabbanans, all bets are for sure the women will believe the Gabi de Rabbanans, and most probably they believe the Gabi Derashas as well, as a Maisik B'chol Yom bear out. So at the end of the day, we have this love the Shasuk and get amazed by Echad B'Surin, and we know that we're going to go home this afternoon, we're going to have our chicken before Kippur, whatever it's before Kippur. Our wives are going to tell us kosher, we're not going to insist on to weigh them. So how do you get from one to another? So yeah, the Tosas route, yeah, the Rabbis route, different routes. We all end up in the same place. We all end up with the conclusion that Maisik B'chol Yom, the women are in fact. Okay.
Thank you.